In today's gospel, Christ teaches us to be prepared for his coming. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came out, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure most of you here this afternoon are familiar with the old adage, the old maxim, "Neither a borrower nor a lender be." We've all heard that, right? Neither a borrower nor a lender be. Now, we know what the purpose of that maxim is. It's warning us that if we borrow or lend things, we might put ourselves sometimes in a difficult situation. For example, you lend your leaf blower to the neighbor. He doesn't give it back. You go and say, "Look, I need my leaf blower back. I got to blow my leaves." "Well, yeah, I'll get it back to you in a couple days." He doesn't get it back. You get angry. If you hadn't lent it to him, that wouldn't happen, right? Or, you know, on the other hand, you go, you want to borrow something from somebody, and they won't let you borrow it, even though you know they've let other people borrow the same thing. So you get angry with them. Neither a borrower nor a lender be. Keeps our relationships on better ground, so to speak. But on the other hand, you and I know that we don't follow that maxim, most of us. We lend things and borrow things all the time with one another. You know, I borrow your leaf blower, you borrow my lawnmower. I borrow your wrench, you borrow my sweeper, whatever it might be. We do it all the time. And when we lend and borrow, it really can be a sign of our trust in one another and a sign of our friendship. So borrowing and lending can be a good way to live and express our friendship. So no matter what the maxim says, we understand what it means, we usually don't follow it. But today in the gospel, Jesus reminds us that there are some things we cannot borrow from one another. There are some things we can't borrow. We have to have them ourselves. I mean, even in our daily life, for example, imagine going to your neighbor and saying to your neighbor, "You know, I know that you have a wonderful relationship with your husband or your wife. I seem to be, my relationship with my spouse seems to be on bad ground. Let me borrow some of your relationship." Can't do that. Or you go to a member of your family and you say, "You have a wonderful reputation. People really respect you. I don't think they respect me very much. Let me borrow some of your reputation." Can't do that, right? Or in school, you're having a big test the next day. You don't understand things. You're not ready for the test. You can't go to one of your classmates and say, "I know you're smart. I know you understand all this. Let me borrow some of your knowledge." can't do it. Some things you have to have yourself. That's what Jesus is saying to us today in the gospel about our relationship with him. We believe in him. We love him. We have to do that on our own. We can't borrow something from somebody else. We can't borrow somebody else's faith. We have to have it ourselves. Now, there's only one question that the Lord asks of us every single day. He's going to ask of us on that final day of our own life and at the end of the world. One question. Do you love me? And to answer that question, we can't borrow someone else's love. We're going to have it ourselves. Do you love me? We can't go to, you know, someone we know and say, you know, you have shown your love for the Lord so clearly by the way you've been compassionate with the poor. You've been generous with the poor. Let me borrow some of that. Hey, Lord, look. See how compassionate I was to the poor? No, not going to work. You can't go to the Lord and say, you can't go to a person you know and say, you know, you've always been very merciful to people, very forgiving. Let me borrow some of that. Look, Lord, see how merciful I was because I loved you? No, not going to work. So we have to have that ourselves, our love and our faith, and that we show that, of course, by what we do every day. Remember that Jesus says in the scripture, it's not the person who says, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's the one who does the will of my Father. Does compassion, does mercy, does generosity out of love for him. It's what we do ourselves. We can't borrow that from somebody else. You know, I heard a wonderful little story about this young college student. He graduated from college, and he had a job lined up in the fall. He wanted to spend the summer, you know, just kind of like decompressing. So he decided to to backpack through Europe. Puts the backpack on his back and off he goes. Going to spend 3 months roaming around Europe. Gets to the city of Vienna in Austria. And he remembered that in Vienna there was this very well-known professor, very spiritually wise man who had written a number of books. In fact, one of his books had been used in one of his courses, and he really liked the book. He thought to himself, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if I could meet that professor while I'm here? So on a lark, not really thinking anything would come of it, he calls the university where the professor teaches, actually gets through to him, tells him who he is, and the professor says, why don't you come to my house tomorrow at such and such a time? Gives him the address. So the next day he goes to the house, knocks on the door, the professor opens the door. It's a big house, you know, like in many of those European cities, big old beautiful homes. Professor lets him in and says, come with me. I've got just one thing to do, but come with me. I'll bring you to my study, and I'll be right with you. So that he's bringing him through this house. The house has got maybe 10 or 15 rooms in it. And as they're walking along, the young man notices all the rooms downstairs are empty. Beautiful, beautiful, you know, floors and walls and painting, but all the rooms are empty. There's nothing in them, nothing at all. They go upstairs, same thing, all the rooms up there, except one little corner of the house, there's one little suite of rooms. The professor brings him there and says, this is my study, just wait for me here. So he's waiting there, and he looks, you know, there's a little bedroom and a little bathroom and the study, and none of it very, very well furnished. The professor comes back, they sit down, they begin to chat about this book that the young man had used in class, and they have a wonderful conversation for about an hour. Time for the young man to leave. So as he's on his way out the door, he says to the professor, he says, Professor, how long have you lived in this house? The professor said, well, probably about 30 years. The young man says, 30 years? Really? You've been here that long? He said, well, I noticed most of your rooms are empty. Where's all your stuff? The professor looks at him, looks at his knapsack, and says, well, where's all your stuff? Young man says, well, I'm just passing through. The professor says, so am I. I'm just passing through. And so are you. And so am I. We're just passing through. The question is, as we pass through, do we have faith and love in the Lord? And how do we show that? By what we do. And we can't borrow that from somebody else. It has to be ours. So as we gather here today, let's pray that we might, in the grace of God, be able to develop our own faith, our own love for the Lord, so that when the day comes, we won't hear like the foolish virgins in today's gospel. We won't hear the Lord say, "I do not know you." Rather, we'll hear him say to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter the kingdom of my Father." May God bless you.